welcome back to the third episode in the Special Educator, the third in a series of five regarding the Pike Method. Here at the Special Educator, critical thinking with a twist is our motto. I'm your host, Tom Hankins, instructor, tutor, consultant, and musician. Little housekeeping to deal with first. This episode is information, which is the second step in the Pike Method. To find us, reach us, get a hold of us, our website is tsegrp.org. Again, it's tsegrp.org. Emailing either myself or any other member of the Special Educator is host@tsegrp.org, host@tsegrp.org. Social media, Facebook and X are the same, at tsegrp. Again, at tsegrp. YouTube's a little different, at tsedgrp. Again, at tsedgrp. And finally, Instagram, The Special Educator. Again, The Special Educator. Let me turn the music down here, get this out for us. Go over to the next page. For those of you listening, you can't see my little animated icons at the bottom of the screen, but for those of you, like, follow, subscribe, get notified, ask questions, offer comments, please, I'm going to encourage everybody every time, at least like, you know, give me some idea if this is anything that's helpful. More material comes out, I'm just going to keep asking the same question. So let's move right on to information. Just like I'd mentioned in the last episode about perspective, I had AI, a few different AI sources, compile essays on each of the four aspects of the Pike Method: perspective, information, knowledge, and engagement. This one is on information. This will be posted on the website for the blog section, and I will also include some questions that will hopefully prompt you to offer up some replies. Anyway, the big issue about gathering and searching for information is it has changed with technology, changed dramatically. Before computers were even around, I would go to the library. I would look in encyclopedias. You have to figure out, what was it, the Dewey Decimal System or something that they used for the libraries. Anyway, all that has changed these days because you can pretty much go online and find just about anything you want. The question is, how do you know the accuracy, reliability, or any type of legitimacy of anything you find out there? With all the latest talk over the last several years about disinformation and misinformation, again, not a progressive talking point. I don't want to be political here, but there is legitimate concern all around about how to figure out what's true and what's not true. Anyway, getting to this, let's just start out with the basic issues here. Searching for the information is really, line this up here for you. Searching for the information is really a difficult thing. There's too much information out there, is my perspective on this one. You know, with Google and all the different search engines and the talk of algorithms, it becomes more and more difficult sometimes. But to make the most out of these searches, let's just look at some effective strategies. The search strategies are really what are going to help you, using specific keywords, using advanced search operations, exploring various sources such as academic databases, news websites, online forums. They all have their own strengths and weaknesses, and leveraging social media platforms and online communities to provide additional insights and real-time information. As we know, a lot of these online postings, myself now included, are there to try and help people and offer something other than mainstream sources. So when you're gathering the information, once you've found something that at least you believe to be relevant, you need to gather and organize it. Bookmarking tools, note-taking apps, cloud storage services can help you categorize and gather information for easy access. Tools like, was it Evernote, OneNote, Google Keep, you can create digital notebooks, which is very nice to have. because then you just copy and paste everything. Gone are the days of writing stuff down, I think. Dropbox and Google Drive provide cloud storage solutions for sharing information. You know, these are all things in addition to just regular search engine operations. The big one, this is the big carrot right here, determining the accuracy of information. I don't want to spend too much time on this, but you need to check your sources, cross-reference the information, look for citations and references, and evaluate for tone and bias. Let's just get this. Evaluating the credibility of any source, you need to consider the author's qualifications, reputation of a publication, the date of a publication. For example, older data tends to get revised very quickly, so try and find recent data, the most recent data. And reliable sources generally, historically, have been considered academic journals. Government websites are under a little suspicion these days. I got it. But academic journals have kind of been a go-to. Established news organizations are generally considered reliable. But with the advent of online and podcasting, you know, just mainstream media outlets are not always your tried and true sources. Look for everything. Next thing is to cross-reference your information. This is important. You get a variety of information in front of you, you need to verify it and cross-reference it with multiple sources. So you're just trying to see if the same information is available on multiple sources. It's more likely to be accurate. Not always, but more likely. Look for citations and references. This is a big one, at least in academic publications and professional publications. Anything with academic recognition is going to have citations and references. Check some of the citations and references. Make sure that the author is actually interpreting some of these correct. It's not a bad idea, just a spot check. You don't have to go crazy, but it's always a good idea. And then the last one, and this is the most relevant I see today, is evaluate for tone and bias. Be aware that that's out there. You can't help it. We're humans. We impart our own filters in various ways on anything that comes in and out of ourselves for processing. Objective and balanced reporting is more likely to be accurate. And if it's something, I mean, we know what opinion is and we know what hard news is these days and hard information. It's okay. Opinion can be fun and entertaining, but truth, when it comes down to serious information gathering and evaluation, try to stick to the hard news. Now, screening of the important data. This is something that is going to help. After you've compiled everything, you have to define your objectives. Okay, you got a bunch of information in front of you. How are you going to deal with it? Define what you're searching for and focus on the relevant information and just hone in, focus in on what is important. I already mentioned using advanced search filters. Like I said, date ranges. Be careful of the date ranges. Newer is usually better than older. Look for specific domains and the content types to find your relevant information. When you're going to summarize and synthesize this information, identify the key points and the themes, and you need to really knock down large volumes of data into a smaller volume, and you're looking for a common thread. I'll read the conclusion on the way out here. Modern technology has transformed the way we search for and gather information. While it provides unprecedented access to knowledge, it also requires us to be vigilant in determining the accuracy of information and screening for important data. By using effective search strategies, leveraging digital tools, and employing critical evaluation techniques, individuals can navigate the vast information landscape and make informed decisions. In an era where information is abundant, the ability to discern accurate and relevant data is an invaluable skill. Personal confession, I don't mind reading scripts, but I prefer to just kind of do it open form like I do now, like you see me here. But once again, I'm going to mention, I will post this on the website for the blog section with some questions that will go along with it. And you'll get used to this format. Anything I do a presentation on will have some sort of blog entry that you can go to, review at least the written information, and then work on some questions. And then the blog is all yours. It's out there. Before I knock off here, I'm your host, Tom Hankins, instructor, tutor, consultant, and musician. And go over, put a little music in here for you. I'm going to go over the contact information. Our website is tsegrp.org. Again, tsegrp.org. Email host@tsegrp.org. host@tsegrp.org. Facebook and X, they're the same. TSEGRP @TSEGRP. YouTube @TSEDGRP @TSEDGRP. And finally, Instagram, The Special Educator. It landed the short stick, we'll just call it that. Anyway, have a good day. I hope everything finds you well, and get ready for the next episode, which will be on knowledge. Take care.